here. So the Gemara says that Yilamayin Afkamilak, what's the difference? According to both ways, you're allowed to shecht it. So Gemara says, yeah, the difference would be Lenulkiyolei Mishum Giza V'yavo, or Lenulkiyolei, or else Mishum Giza V'yavoida. Yes, Lenulkiyolei Mishum Giza V'yavoida. Meaning to say, on the first sad, that it's a Vadai Zohar. So it has Kedushas Pechor, just it has a Mum, so you're allowed to shecht it. But you're not allowed to shear off the wool, or you can't work with it. On the second sad, it's a Sofik, whether it's a Bechor, maybe it's an Akeva. So if somebody would work with it, he would not get Malkus. You have to give it to a Kain. If it's a Vadai Bechor, so you have to give it to a Kain, the Kain could eat it. But if on its side it's a Sofik, maybe it's an Akeva, so Sofik Bechor, you don't have to give it to a Kain, you wouldn't have to give it to the Kain. That's the Shal. According to Rabbi Shmuel, this Androgynous, is it a Vadai Zohar, a Vadai Bechor? Or maybe no, he has a doubt whether it's a Zohar or an Akeva. So Toshima says, Rabbi Lo Yoimer, Mishum, in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, that Androgynous Bechoru. Androgynous is called the Bechor, it's called the Vadai Zohar, or Mume Imoi. And the Pshat is, you could check that because the Mokam and Akeva is called the Smum. If so, Shamin, here should be a proof. Mifshap Shikle, it's for sure to him that it's called. That's called the Zohar. It's called the Bechor. Most of again, no. The Duma may be in Timtzalay Mekom. Or also, just mean to say if it's only a doubt whether it's called the Bechor or not. Maybe it's in the Kavah. So it won't be 100% proof here. Toshima, it says Vidashin Zohar v'lo in the Kavah. Kishuaim, when it says Lamat the Zohar, it says by Korban Oyla to bring the Zohar. Then it's the second time by the Shlomim, by Tzayin, it says again Zohar. It says the second time Zohar, Shein Tamlem, it doesn't have to say a second time. Not Tamlem, why does it say second time a Korban Oyla or Zohar? If we know not on the cave already. It's Loisi Tumtum Adrugnis. They tell us you can't bring a Tumtum or an Adrugnis for Korban Oyla. So Mani, who is this price to go like? Lema Tanakamo Sveikahu. According to Tanakamo, an Tumtus, Tumtus and Adrugnis is a Suffolk, whether it's a Zohar or a cave. It is so, Vyosi Kro Lamute Sveikoi, the Torah doesn't talk about a Suffolk. Like in front of Hashem, there's no Suffolk. He knows clearly what it is. It's only we don't know what it is. So the Torah wouldn't tell you a new din about a Tumtum and Androgynous. It's not a Suffolk to Hashem. Ela Rabbonin Basroi is going to Rabbonin. Ela Rabbonin Basroi. If so, Micha de Kroi Nafka. Shlurin out from one Pusik. That's a min by itself. To Agabe Bechor. Chad Zohar only says one time the word Zohar by Bechor. Zohar with Ichsiv. And Kamayit Lakuli Minayu. The Rabbonin hold that even a Drugnus Tum is called a min by itself. Even by Bechor. So here also by an early, we not have to have two psukim. El Pshita must go according to Rabbi Shmuel. Now, the Yarmut Pishleim Rabbi Shmuel Mifshap Shitle that he says so clearly in Androgynous is really a Zohar as Tushas Bechor. Haino, the Yisra Korol Amute. Therefore, I need a person to say here that for Korban Oyla, it's no good. Even though it's a Zohar for Bechor, but for Korban Oyla, it's no good. El, but if you want to tell me Yarmut, Misafle, he has a doubt whether it's a Bechor, whether it's a Zohar or a Kaiva, so again, Yitzvah Krol Amutei Sveikah. So we have to have a possibility to say you can't bring, like what we have a doubt. It's only we have the doubt, but to Hashem there's no doubt. So again, the possibility wouldn't be talking about this. So who is the proof? The Koran Rabbi Shmuel holds that an Androgynous is a Vadai Zohar for a Bechor, but not for a Korban Oyla. So Shmuel says, no, the Oyla could be really Rabbonin Basroi. This Brisa goes according to the Rabbonin Basroi, that they hold even by a Bechor, it's called like, it's a barrier from the Yatzmai. Now, Vagabi Bechor, Atayya Tati Kroi Ksivi, Hazoch of Yatzchorim. The Pshat is even by Bechor. How do they know to say that an Androgynous has no Kedushas Bechor? It's like Vadi, not a Bechor. Because it says two times the word Zohar there also. Senech Rami, only when it says two times the word Zohar, do we say it comes to exclude Vadai, an Androgynous is not called a Zohar. So if it was good by Korban Oyla also, I need two Psukim. If to have both Psukim, then I have to say for sure it's not called the Korban, then I say for sure it's not called the Zohar for Korban Oyla. Now, Bechom Moimim Eina Bechor, Omer Rav Chisda, Machlokes Pi Androgynous. The Machlokes was only by the Androgynous, it has both Simonim. Abba Betumtim, but the behemoth of Tumtim means the whole Mokum is covered up, we can't tell whether it's a Zohar and a Keva. Divrei Hakol Sveiku, everybody holds that it's a Sophic. The Kodesh Misveiku, that it came out first, it's a Sophic Bechor or not. So in a Sophic it has Kedusha. This everybody agrees. It's only by Androgynous that's a Machlokes. Yes, the Rashi explains here, Machlokes means to come a Rabbonim Basroi, bear you. That's what they say, it's called the berry, it's not a zoch, not a mekevo, that's only about an adrugnis. It's a sofik, maybe it's a zoch, maybe it's a mekevo. And therefore, if it's the first one that came out, it will be viyosa begiza. You couldn't shecht not for korban and not for medina, not outside, because the suffix maybe it's still a bechor. So what's the question? Omale rova elam yat is so be erchin yarech. The pasha of erchin, you should have to give erchin for it if it's an adrugnis. I mean a tumtum should have to have an erchin, because you're telling me now it's either a zohar or a nekeva. Allah matani, how come we learn when the pasha of a zohar for loy tumtum adrugnis comes to exclude a tumtum and adrugnis? So the chur is even a tumtum that the mekaymus are covered up. Also, it's a tzad to say it's not a zocher, not a nekeva, but it's a third min by itself. Samara says, "Enechnami sami mekam tumtum." You have to take out a tumtum. A tumtum actually could have an erchin on it because the monashach either it's a zocher or a nekeva. So you have to go lechumra both ways to be machmer and give the biggest sum of money. All right, we'll stop here.